gun control, but he made it clear that he's frustrated with the rise in mass shootings and the lack of action by lawmakers to try to prevent them. His message came during a visit to Lewiston, Maine, where more than 30 people were shot 9 days ago.
The president and first lady visited the community to pay their respects.
18 precious souls stolen, 13 wounded. Children, grandchildren, spouses.
He said as they mourn in Maine,
this tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country.
And he reminded them,
make sure you know that you're not alone.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has taken a presidential request to Israel for a temporary stop to the fighting with Hamas. Speaking in Hebrew, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it won't happen until Hamas releases its 240 hostages. White House correspondent Christina Ruffini has more on Blinken's mission.
He's trying to push for what the administration is calling a humanitarian pause, what the rest of the world is likely calling a ceasefire. But there's a very fine line the administration is trying to walk there, saying we are asking the Israelis to pause in an effort to get more humanitarian aid in, but we don't want to tell the Israelis what to do.
If you bank with Bank of America, it could take some extra time before deposits show up on your balance. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Bank of America is one of several banks that have been hit with issues connected with a company that manages all electronic banking transactions. The Federal Reserve alerted banks that there was a processing issue with the automated clearinghouse and emphasizes that it's not due to a cybersecurity breach. The clearinghouse issued a statement saying it's working with banks that have been impacted, with customers of JPMorgan Chase, Truist, U.S. Bancorp, and Wells Fargo also complaining about delayed deposits.
Former President Trump's son Eric has testified in the civil fraud trial that he relied on the Trump Organization's accountants to ensure accuracy of financial statements. Prosecutors say the company committed fraud by inflating the value of Donald Trump's assets and wealth. He's supposed to testify next week. A major retailer is offering shoppers deeply discounted Thanksgiving meals. More from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Target is offering a value meal for Thanksgiving that will cost you less than $25. It includes a 10-pound frozen turkey and all the fixins: potatoes, green beans, mushroom soup, cranberry sauce, stuffing, and gravy. You can buy the package online and in stores.
Wall Street, the Dow closed up 222 points. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward with impeaching the state's top election administrator. He moved articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight on Thursday. That's after a group launched a six-figure ad buy calling for Voss's removal if he didn't move forward with impeaching Wolf. That ad was filled with incorrect statements about Megan Wolf's involvement in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Evers says he's leaning on Senate Democrats to get an American Family Field maintenance bill passed. Democrats have said they don't like that the bill spends almost $500 million in public money, but asked for much less from the Milwaukee Brewers. The governor says he's persuaded some Democrats to vote for the bill. He says any significant changes to the bill might kill Democratic support. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 27. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow. Lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gain.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. President and Mrs. Biden have been to Lewiston, Maine, 9 days after the mass shooting that left 18 people dead.
Jill and I are here, though, on behalf of the American people to grieve with you and to make sure you know that you're not alone.
Israel says there will be no humanitarian pause in the fighting until Hamas releases its hostages. CBS's Rami Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv.
We know that there are more than 200, by some accounts 242, our last number that we've heard. People are held hostage or are missing. And they have said, these families all say, that they do not want a ceasefire until all of their loved ones are home together.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! Oh, my God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badger score! Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends!
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it, scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate!
It's everything!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. It's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers battle the Michigan Wolverines in Wisconsin's Big Ten home opener. Along with our producer, Justin Jennings, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, former Badgers assistant coach and defenseman Ian Perrin alongside, I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are off to their best start since the 1999-2000 season, 7-1 under first-year head coach Mike Hastings, who guided the Badgers to a sweep of then-top-ranked Minnesota last week, 5-2 and 3-2 at Mariucci Arena. The Badgers completed a 5-1 road trip, the five wins on the road in the month of October, equal to the amount of road wins they had in the previous two seasons combined. The five road wins in October, the most in a month since going 6-0 in February of 2000. The seven wins in October, the most wins in a month since March of 2013, when the Badgers won eight games that month on their way to the WCHA tournament title. So, Ian, what's been the key to this great start under Mike Hastings?
Well, I get that question a lot. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of people that at the end of last season were like, oh, boy, here we go again when this season started. Then the new coaching staff, the transfer players in, new freshmen, people jumping off the boat, whatever it is. All of a sudden, they're 7-1, and they go, hey, what happened? And I always try and look at it subjectively from up here and look at it as a blanket policy. First thing is, I think, attitude. Attitude has just changed. Everybody's on the same page. They're not on their own agendas. Everybody's on the same page. And most importantly, I think the attitude and confidence of Mr. McClellan, our goaltender, is sky high right now. And he has a defensive core that cares about him. So they keep people out of his lanes, out of his vision sights, all the rest of that kind of stuff. And then the transfers who came with Coach Hastings, in my opinion, have carried over and kind of taught them the mentality of playing Hastings hockey. and it's been very effective.
It has been. Now, Kyle McClellan, the Badgers face the highest scoring team in the country, the Michigan Wolverines, under second-year coach Brandon Nerado, 5-2-1 this season, just whipped Lindenwood last week, 9-1 and 10-1. Badgers haven't had much luck against the Wolverines over the last couple of seasons. We'll tell you more about the maize and blue coming up, but next we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings. It's the fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines and the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 27. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 46 tomorrow. Lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers back for the first time in about 4 weeks, getting to take on the Michigan Wolverines Big Ten home opening series this weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. And Mike, obviously off to a good start. You're 7-1, just had a 6-game road stretch where you go 5-1. Encouraged by the way your team played, I'm sure. What impressed you most about this past 6-game stretch?
You know what? I thought when adversity hit, we didn't go away. And it happened. I know. You know, if you just look at the end results, you were there for the ride. There were peaks and valleys, and, you know, we had to struggle going all the way back to Bemidji and play from behind and find a way to score a power play goal late. I thought we were playing well, but weren't getting the results. Found a way to win in overtime. Then we go to North Dakota, and they punched us. We score a shorthanded goal, and then they end up getting a second one, and we didn't go away. I thought we stayed with it, came back, took a breath, went up to Tech, won two very difficult games up there, and then last weekend I thought we were really good on Thursday, and Friday maybe not as much. Our goaltender was outstanding. So we've been resilient, and so I'm hoping that that's something that stays with us, because this weekend we'll be pushed. They can play offense. They're going to be able to go out and do some things that maybe we haven't seen, and we're going to have to be able to try and find a way to be successful against it.
More on the fourth-ranked Wolverines in a moment. Wisconsin's up to fifth in the national rankings, unranked just 2 weeks ago. People are buzzing. There's that buzz about Wisconsin hockey right now. It's been a little while since we felt that in Madison. Your boys are feeling it too. So every season, as we talk about, there are peaks and valleys. So I'm interested to see, and I'm sure you are too, how your team handles success.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the reason we have had the limited amount of success that we've had, it's because the guys have been pretty humble and have focused on the things that they get to control and have really worked on just their daily work, their prep, their work, and then their recovery. And it's served them well so far, but you're right. We're going to look in a mirror tonight. I think we'll be tested in different ways because it is so early in the season. We're just turning the page to November. So it'll be a different challenge for us, but it's one that we're excited because we're in our own building and hopefully we can make the Kohl Center a difficult place to play.
Another thing I think we both learned about your team, you've got some depth. I mean, you go and win the last four games without Owen Lindmark and Charlie Strammel. Thankfully, they're back, but they're going to be pushed to stay in the lineup, aren't they?
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure as those guys were here and was in communication with both of them while we were at Minnesota, you know, they want to have an opportunity to pull the jersey over their shoulders. They're going to get that tonight. But we had some other guys that were staying out on the rink that had helped us get to this 7-1 record with their work and their commitment. And so it is an honor to pull the jersey over your shoulder. And so we've just got to go out and make the best of it. And I know those guys are excited about doing it. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can bring.
Wisconsin and Michigan tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers! Shop the Pig!
It's Wisconsin and Michigan coming up. Tomorrow night's game starts at 6. We'd love to see you out here at the Kohl Center. Mike Hastings is with us. So Michigan comes to town. They just swept Lindenwood, winning 9-1 and 10-1. 19 goals in two games. That's remarkable. Doesn't matter what level or who you're playing against. They average about 5.6 per game. Run and gun, is that a fair characterization of Michigan or no?
I'd say high-end talent. They can run and gun if you let them. I found this out a long time ago as a player. Every time I had to go through somebody, I didn't enjoy it as much as when I could just skate by somebody. And they can skate by you. They're talented. They play in groups of five. They can hurt you from the blue line, different ways throughout their forward group. They've got, you know, first rounders, second rounders, they've got a lot of talent on the team. So, you know, for us, you're going to have to play not only a complete 60 minutes, but you're going to have to pay attention for the entire game because they can score in bunches. They can take one and turn it into three in a hurry. So our ability to manage momentum, whether we have it or they have it, what do we do after that moment, is going to be an important factor in how we manage our games this weekend.
Their power play is clicking at about 41%. So your PK is going to be important this weekend. If you can stay out of the box, that obviously helps. But you're also on a bigger sheet of ice, and I would think that would benefit Michigan, or at least they may think so.
Yeah, I mean, a little more room to skate, move. For us, what you just said, I think one reason we were successful last Thursday against a very talented Minnesota team was we stayed out of the box the first night. And then on day two, you know, we were in the box in the first 3-4 minutes of that game and made the game a little bit more steep climb for us to try and get through it. And so, to me, I'm right there with you. I think for us, we're going to have to stay out of the box. And when we do go, if it's one or two or three, take our chances with that. We get to 5, 6, or 7, I think we're playing with fire. So our discipline and our ability to possess a puck so they don't have it is going to be important to tonight's game.
That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. They face the Michigan Wolverines tonight. More from the Kohl Center in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Another deity, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Two summers ago, the University of Michigan fired head coach Mel Pearson for multiple alleged transgressions and in his place hired Brandon Nerado as an interim head coach. All Brandon did was lead the Wolverines to 26 wins, a Big Ten tournament championship, and an NCAA tournament bid. In fact, made it to the Frozen Four before losing in the semifinals to eventual national champion Quinnipiac. Michigan used to play for Mike Hastings with the Omaha Lancers back in the 2004-05 season. He has a lot of respect for Hastings, and you have to respect what Nerado's been able to do with the Michigan Wolverines in a short period of time.
Well, not only that, it's the situation that he gets into. I mean, I think Mel was a very, very much beloved coach at Michigan, and when these allegations came out and he was terminated, I think a lot of people were disappointed. So it's coming into a situation that is hostile in and of itself, and to be able to get the team to gel together and forget about all the extreme or external factors that are involved, and to put on a show like that. Yeah, he's done a great job.
Yeah, last year they had the Hobey Baker winner and Adam Fantilli, third overall pick in the NHL. He moved on to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Mackie Samuskevich, a 20-goal scorer. He's now in the Florida Panthers organization. Luke Hughes, who's moved on to New Jersey, a first-team all-conference performer. Eric Portillo, their longtime goaltender, now in the LA Kings organization. They still have a ton of talent, specifically number two, Rutger McGroarty, a sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. He was the national forward of the month for October. 5 goals and 15 points in 8 games for McGroarty. And his centerman right next to him, Gavin Brindley, almost as good. 7 goals, 13 points for him. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Wolverines in just a bit. But up next, we'll run down the Big Ten and set the lineups tonight for Wisconsin and Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It's Wisconsin and Michigan. Badgers ranked in the top 20 nationally for the first time in 2 years. They were unranked 2 weeks ago, then went to 14th, now up to number 5, and actually received 5 first place votes after sweeping Minnesota on the road last week. Right now in the Big Ten, there is a full slate of conference games. The only non-conference games has Minnesota, which dropped to 6th, home to play Minnesota Duluth tonight and tomorrow night. Also Saturday, Sunday, Notre Dame plays at Penn State. Nittany Lions split at home with Anchorage. We'll see the Seawolves over Thanksgiving here in Madison. Notre Dame coming off a sweep against Mercyhurst. And the the other league series, 12th-ranked Michigan State at 13th-ranked Ohio State. Buckeyes have a new goaltender, Logan Turnus, the number one star in the Big Ten last week. Stopped 64 of 66 shots in a Buckeyes tie and win at Omaha. Michigan State got swept at BC. BC's now number one. That's a tough place to play for anybody, no matter when or where BC is ranked.
Well, and you're right. Going out there and playing Western-style hockey versus Eastern-style hockey, as they used to call it, Boston College is the only team in the East that I can honestly say, maybe Maine, plays the same style of hockey as we do in the West. And when they're in their barn, it's just a nightmare.
Also, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team won at St. Cloud State this afternoon, 4-2. Kirsten Sims had two goals. Britta Curl scored in her 10th straight game. That's a UW record for consecutive games scoring a goal. So Britta Curl now holds the record. Who holds the longest goal-scoring streak in Wisconsin men's hockey history? 9 games, 2 men.
Probably Mark Johnson.
Steve Alley and John Bice.
Okay.
So Britta Curl now has the longest goal-scoring streak of any Wisconsin Badger hockey player. All right, let's take a look at the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin gets two top-flight centermen back. Sophomore Charlie Stramel, first-round pick of the Minnesota Wild this past spring, missed the last 4 games with a lower body injury. He's yet to score a goal in 4 games this season. In fact, Charlie is without a goal over his last 17 games, 15 games, that is. And Owen Lindmark's back after missing 5 games with an upper body injury. Owen is so important, especially on the penalty kill.
Well, especially when you're talking about the top-rated power play in the nation with Michigan coming in, and a lot of that has to do with zone control, and that starts with winning the draw or losing the draw, and Owen Lindmark's the best we've got.
Starting lineups brought to you by Quick Trip. First off, from Michigan, their starting goaltender is a transfer from Canisius, Jake Barcheski. This season, he's 4-1-1 with a .233 goals against and .921 save percentage. Last year, he was the Atlantic Hockey Goalie of the Year, actually a couple of years ago. First team All-Conference 2 seasons ago. He was the Atlantic Hockey Tournament MVP last season when Canisius made it to the NCAA tournament, but then lost to Minnesota 9-2 in Fargo. Top defenseman, Jacob Truscott. He's the captain from Port Huron. And Marshall Warren, he's a transfer from Boston College, playing in his 139th game tonight. And up front, I mentioned Rutger McGroarty and his 5 goals and 15 points so far. He potted 18 a year ago, 39 points for the second-team All-Conference performer. Gavin Brindley, a former second-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets, with his 7 goals. He had 12 goals and 38 points as a freshman a season ago. And then Dylan Duke, junior from Strongsville, Ohio. He's on the left wing, 5'10", 181. He competes his tail off, 32 goals in 90 career games, 4 goals so far for him this season. As for the Wisconsin Badgers in goal, it's Kyle McClellan. He's 7-1. He leads the Big Ten with a 162 goals against average and .933 save percentage. On average, he's facing only 22 shots on goal per game. Does that make for better goaltending or not? Because a lot of goaltenders want to see more pucks.
Well, it depends. If he falls asleep during any period, then it would be a detriment to his game. But I got a feeling that even the outside ones, he's glued in right now.
McClellan stopped 29 of 31 shots last Friday as the Badgers completed the sweep at Minnesota, 22 of 24 on Thursday. He's allowed 2 goals or less in 7 of his 8 starts so far this season. Top line for the Badgers, senior David Cilia out of Arnprior, Ontario. 1 goal, 6 points so far this season. On his left, sophomore Cruz Lucius playing his best hockey as a Badger. 5 goals, 7 points in 8 games so far. And Matthew D. St. Fowl, the senior from Lake Forest on the right wing, he may be playing his best hockey as a Badger. 4 goals and 10 points for him so far. Top defensive pair, junior Daniel Lodge out of Altoona. Anthony Kerr, the senior from Winnipeg. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Right in front, Lucius Dangle!